Last evening, Rabbi Feldman spoke about the parallel between the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and the passages that follow the Ten Commandments. So I would like to continue discussing that theme. The Ramban takes this theme and applies it to the whole of Parshas Mishpatim. The first law that we have in Parshas Mishpatim is the law of the Jewish servant, Eved Ivri. Now, why the sequence of laws in Parshas Mishpatim is very difficult to understand. They don't seem to follow a very understandable order. It first discusses the law of a Jewish servant, a Jewish maidservant. Then it discusses somebody who murders intentionally. Then it discusses somebody who strikes or curses his parents. It talks about kidnapping. Then it talks about somebody who murders unintentionally. And then it goes back to laws of servants and maidservants. It goes back and forth with no intelligible order. And Ibn Ezra is baffled by the sequence of laws in Parshas Mishpatim. But the Ramban explains it with this theme that we mentioned last night, that Rabbi Feldman mentioned. And that is that the theme is that it starts with the laws which are closest to the Ten Commandments, that are the most similar to the Ten Commandments, and then it moves away in gradations. At first, after category number one of laws which are the most similar to the Ten Commandments, it moves off to category number two, which are less similar to the Ten Commandments, but still maintain some semblance of the Ten Commandments, and then it moves on to those which are least resembling the Ten Commandments. So it begins with the law of the Jewish servant. The Jewish servant, the Ramban says, is very, very closely related to the Ten Commandments. The first law of the Jewish servant is that he works for 6 years, and after 6 years, you must let him free. That's what the pasuk says, that Shei Shanim Ya'avoid V'Ashvi'i Yitzei La'Chofshi Chinam, if I'm putting it correctly. That after 6 years, you have to send him free. Now this is reminiscent, says the Ramban, of the Exodus from Egypt, where we were demanded to be let free. Just like we were servants and then we were let free, if we have a servant, we also must let him free. That's reminiscent of the Exodus from Egypt, which is mentioned in the first of the Ten Commandments. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. And the second similarity, says the Ramban, is that when is he let out? In the seventh year. He works for 6 years. Now pay attention. He works for 6 years, and in the seventh year he stops working. What does that remind you of? Shabbos, exactly. Work for 6 days, and then the seventh day you stop working. That's another one of the Ten Commandments. There's another law with the Jewish servant, and that is if the year of Yovel, which is the 50th year in the 50-year cycle, occurs during his six-year tenure, or six-year bondage, however you want to look at it, then he also has to be let free. Now, what is the fifth year? 50th year. The 50th year is the year following the seventh Shemitah. The Shemitah occurs every 7 years. That seven-year cycle occurs seven times, which is 49 years. And then the 50th year is the year following the seventh cycle. So again, we have seven cycles, and then after the seven cycles, he goes free. Again, similar to Shabbos. What's that? Right, exactly. Yeah, but that's not in the Ten Commandments. He's trying to make a correlation between this and the Ten Commandments. And he says, that's why in Yirmiyahu says that the punishment for failing to free the slaves after the sixth year of service is exile. Why is the punishment exile? Explains the Ramban, it's very simple. It's exile because you're violating the same principle as Shemitah. And Teichacha in the admonitions in Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Devarim describe the punishment of exile as a punishment for the failure to properly observe Shemitah. So since the Torah describes the failure to observe Shemitah as a violation which is worthy of exile, so too, says the Ramban, Yirmiyahu describes the failure to free slaves at the proper time to result in exile.